All right. Hi guys, thank you so much for tuning into Boys Club.
What's up? Hey, we got a little special announcement today. As this is out right now, we have also released our first episode of our web series, also titled Boys Club, and we're so excited. To be completely transparent, we are using this as a sort of proof of concept to get funding to do more of it, and boys, that's where you might be able to come in and help us out. We're trying to raise some money, and we have a GoFundMe attached to the link in this episode. If you're watching, listening, whatever, it's linked below. Check it out. And if you've been listening to Boys Club for a while and...
We have been so open with you.
Yes.
We've given you our life rights.
Yeah.
Those are really worth a lot, I've been told.
So if you've been listening for a while and you're thinking, how can I support these boys beyond just listening and sharing? First of all, listening, sharing, watching the video, and leaving a nice comment is a great way to start.
Wedgie girl, come back. We're sorry that we were mean to you. We miss you.
We miss you every day. But if you if you're somebody who's got some extra cash lying around and you want to support us, please do. We would be so grateful.
Maybe you have a dad, you know, and
yeah.
You reach out. Maybe you have access to one of those things where the donations get written off, you know, I don't know.
Right. If you want to write off your donation as a tax write-off, that's maybe something that you could figure out and do.
You work at a company where they're going to double the transaction if you donate.
Yeah. Totally. If you are somebody who, you know, has generational wealth or
some of you do
a second home, that's the kind of person we're looking for to really reach out. Now, boys, if you're sitting there at home and you are a queer youth without a lot of money, please don't put your last dollar down for us. Save that for yourself. But share the video, leave a comment.
But you know, in the Bible, they gave 30 cents, which sounded like not that much, but actually was a lot of her percentage of the net worth, because the other person only gave a huge piece of gold, but he was like a billionaire. So like, that's in the Bible, right?
I don't know.
Does that make sense, that story?
So you're saying that somebody gave a big piece of gold, but that was not that much for them compared to the 30 cents of somebody's last money.
Yeah.
Totally.
I feel like that's a thing that in Catholic school they would talk about.
Yeah, back when the Christian word was about good things.
It was about that, but then also it was about, why are there only one footprint in the sand? Oh, I'm carrying you, girl. Relax. That's when
boys,
I carried
if
you.
If you look down and you only see one footprint, it's because we carried
that's
you.
That's when we carried
okay?
you.
Okay, if you see three sets of footprints, it's because we put you down and we're walking with you.
We're carrying.
We're walking alongside you.
By side. Hand in hand.
But seriously, we're so excited. This has been the project we've been working on for a long time. And I mean,
we actually, this was the first thing we ever did together. Which yeah. It was some ideation of this concept. It was before the podcast. It was before the live show. And
it might have been after the live show, technically.
It was after the live show,
but it is one of the first things that we ever did. And I mean, if you guys want the full
fucking calendar,
listen, since you guys are our listeners, our boys, we'll give you,
it was Omicron.
We'll give you our full, I guess, background on it is that we took this project out. I guess for anybody who's curious at home,
this is giving Alex Cooper sharing her 30-minute what happened between me and Sophia. It's like,
well, you're going to get the full scoop. Basically, here's the deal. We're both comedians and writers and actors, and so we took this project out with a production company that was awesome to us and we worked with for a long time. And
all love.
They helped us set it up as a pitch, and we took it around to all the streamers and the networks, and it got really good feedback and a really good review. But if you don't know this, TV is kind of in a weird space right now. They're not buying a lot of stuff, and they're not making a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm sure if you guys
that
are
weird space is called hell.
It's called hell, and you're in it. But anyway, so we wanted to be able to still make this, but we wanted to be able to make it without any of these gatekeepers getting in our way. And so we decided once we got the rights to it back that we would make it into a web series that we could film ourselves, and now we just need a sizable amount of money, but less than we would have, you know, needed before to make it a full-ass, you know, whatever. But
like, if you're waiting for a man with a Peloton treadmill in his house to say yes to you, you're going to be waiting for a long time.
Long time. A long
time. You're
going
to be waiting for
a long
time.
You know, because what
time.
He wants to keep is that Peloton treadmill, and what he's not going to do is take a risk.
He says,
on two gay-ass guys.
He says, why would I spend money on queer media? This morning I ran through the Redwood Forest on my screen, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Steve.
Yeah, he can what if there was an element to the Peloton when you're like out on the trail somewhere where you could like cruise? You can step off, you can cruise, you can get back
I
on
like
the trail.
Wait, gay cruise or just cruise?
Yeah, like gay cruise.
Oh, totally. So it's like a VR sex thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like a nice touristy idea. I think it could be either.
I mean, there's a lot of options.
It has
here.
Legs.
See, this is
it
what we
legs.
Do if we don't get the money and we make it tell. We have to make these weird things instead. But anyway, we just wanted to pop in here before the episode started today just to give you guys a nudge to go over and check out our video. It's only 5 minutes long. It's super funny. We had a great time making it.
Wait, no homo. One thing that would actually truly be helpful if you really don't have, like, if you don't have any, like, here's the thing. No worries. Same. One thing that would be helpful, send it to five people.
Yeah.
Send it to five people.
Definitely.
And if one of those people owns a company, great. And if not, amazing.
Yeah. If you know any, people that are about to be leaving us a lot of money before they pass on to the other side, that's another person.
I was thinking of, like, I love my dad, but I imagine the insurance money would be more than this. I totally do think that. Don't you think so?
Well, Mr. Janda, we're wishing you just the best health.
Dad, slow down. Those roads are icy.
Just the best health.
The last thing I'm going to say is that if you're a man who went on a date with me and didn't ask me any questions, you owe me $2,500. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's something to consider.
Absolutely.
And you can donate below.
Definitely. And boys, anyway, we're so excited. We're excited to make more of these. We're excited to keep putting them out. They're going to be out on YouTube and socials for free. So the way you can help us keep it free is by donating up top, which would be awesome.
And it's like, don't you want gay people on TV that were written by gay people, not just like kind of like a 40-year-old straight man with like a wife and children and kind of a chip on his shoulder?
Exactly.
Like, we are literally gay. We are truly ultimately gay at the end of the day.
Yeah. Gay to our bones. So we're excited and we are thrilled to share it with you. Please, yeah, check it out. Give it a like, give it a follow, subscribe to the YouTube, and enjoy this episode.
Scars remind us that the past is real.
Yes, they do. And enjoy this episode with the very funny Nick Smith. Bye. I'm so sorry. I just scared the shit out of our guest. I'm so sorry, Connor. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm so good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Should we get into some boys clubs?
My boys club. Okay. So I'm on this kick where I'm really, and I think this relates to where I am at. I'm in this part of my life.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with, wait, do you want me to open your water bottle? Wait, are you sure? I don't mind. Okay. Part of my job, actually both of our jobs are just like opening water bottles.
Oh my God. It's the best thing when the kids come over to me and they're like, Nico, can you open my Gatorade? And then I pretend like I can't. And then
it's so funny.
They're so weak. It's crazy.
Yeah, when these 29-year-old women call me over and they're like, I can't open it. And it's like, well.
It's like, girls, we just did arms today. Come on.
It's like bird girl.
It's not good. It's not good for the business if they can't open their own fucking drinks.
I know. We don't do a lot of arms.
And yeah, I know.
Here's a situation. Okay. Ouch.
No. Not you personally. I just mean the class.
Drag my ass.
It's mostly an abs and legs class. Would you agree?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I feel like that's what the girls are coming for. They want abs and butts. Not to generalize.
No, that's true. Arms are going to be really short.
Yeah.
And I have nothing else to say about that. Okay, so my boys club is 90s women who are kind of grunge and like pre-9/11 era. And I'm talking about Alanis Morissette. I'm talking about Natalie.
You want to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Natalie Imbruglia. Is that how you say that?
I have no idea.
Torn. And then also With You by Jessica Simpson, which is actually from the 2000s. And also anything that Vanessa
Carlton did. What about Avril Lavigne? I know that's also 2000s.
Yes, that's on this playlist that I wanted to make a lipstick emoji, but I just wrote lipstick. But it's also just like, what? Why? Like,
I go through a phase every winter where I'll walk around the city listening to I'm With You by Avril Lavigne.
On this playlist.
Just singing, it's a damn cold night. Ugh, I love it so much.
Yeah, it's right there. See, that's the thing. Sometimes when your first album's too good, all the other albums will not be as good.
Yeah, because Skater Boy was on that.
Skater Boy was on that. Complicated. Was on that. I Want to Blow You Away. Be With You Every Night.
Whoa, I didn't know about that one.
No, I like know all the deep cuts. I was a really angry child. But like Anything But Ordinary.
You know what?
Sometimes I Get So Weird.
This is a departure, that's but only because the song you said was I Want to Blow You Away. And there's like a little whatever. I had this stuck in my head the other day. Do you remember the Britney Spears song, If You Seek Amy?
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and putting that together and being like, oh my God, what a dirty little secret about this song.
That song to me is Tate McRae. Like, like
do you think she'll be like kind of Britney Spears-esque? I don't know enough about pop stars probably to wager that, but.
I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine what Britney Spears was in 2000.
Is Tate McRae a dancer?
Yeah, that's her whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, so then maybe.
She was on So You Think You Can Dance.
We talked about this last week, yeah.
She was on So You Think You Can Dance, and now she's a singer and a dancer.
Yeah.
So she's a double threat. And I bet she can act.
Good
I
for her.
I bet she can act.
And you know what? Even if she can't, she will.
We're going to write her a part. we want to write for Tate McRae a period piece. A period piece where she's kind of
a period
of like,
piece where you're named Tate McRae. That's going to really.
Because she kind of is like, remember when Shailene Woodley was in Ferrari? Probably not.
I didn't see that.
Okay, so Shailene Woodley was in Ferrari, and she played like It was a period piece, and she played like a 1950s Italian woman. The thing with Shailene Woodley is that she's really extremely of this time. Like, there's nothing about Shailene Woodley that belongs in another era.
No, you know where she really, really thrives, I would say, is being a child with a pretty serious issue in her life.
With a secret.
A child with a really, either cancer or a baby.
Well, then I saw that play where she played a Christian woman, and she was really mad. Anyway, so, but my boys club. I think I'm getting old. This is like a reflective. I'm getting older. And I'm like, PJ Harvey comes to mind. I heard the song You Said Something by PJ Harvey. And then it stopped me dead in my tracks. And then I was like, wait, I love this. And then I went down this like whole rabbit hole. And now I found like all these songs from like the 90s and 2000s of just like kind of like mad women. And I was like, this is my boys club.
I love that.
Hits Different by Taylor Swift. I don't know how that got on here. But
I do.
The rest of them. But also like Really White Houses by Vanessa Carlton. I think that like that song. Yeah. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
That's my favorite song.
It's great.
The first time, okay, I'm going to tell one story, but it's I'm not going to tell it.
You can tell your story.
Okay, when I was in 10th grade, I was going to California Pizza Kitchen before Les Mis rehearsal. It was dress rehearsal.
Right.
Melissa Lopez was driving, and then the song, she said, oh, there's every time there's five people in the car, you have to listen to White Houses. And I just thought that was like so funny and kind of alt comedy. And that was like my introduction to alt comedy in 10th grade. And I was like, that's so fucking hilarious.
That does sound like something an alt comic would say on stage. And that probably gets like great laughs at an open mic.
Pinebox actually shuts down for it. Yes. Pinebox shuts down.
And you do it at
down.
One show and it's crickets.
And then you get to the stand and people are like, and you're like, they love that at Pinebox Rock Show. Sometimes it's enough to be a comics comic.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
We're not. Like sometimes it. Actually, I'd say comics don't like me. Fuck comics. Sorry, comics don't like me.
No, that's not true.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's just like, you can't trade comics liking you in for really anything.
No.
It's kind of like you're like, it's like you get like raffle tickets that don't trade in for anything.
Like drink tickets that don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Well, what's amazing. Your boys club?
My boys club for this week is my mom's in town. I feel like anytime your mom's in town, you like your whole weekend becomes free meals and like going to do fun things that I otherwise would not be able to afford in the city. So I'm actually seeing O'Mary again, which I'm so excited about tonight.
It's so fun.
Because my mom is a big Broadway fan. And I was like, when you come to the city, we have to see this. And thankfully, Cole is back, which I'm very excited about.
Where are you
about.
Sitting?
No idea. But better than the seats I paid for because my mom bought the tickets.
Oh, my God.
I know. This That's is why nice. It's great. This is why it's my
Mrs.
boys club.
Carney.
Because I feel like I'm getting all the privilege of my mom being here, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying not to bring up that Betty Gilpin looks stressed at the gym every time I see her. Don't bring it up. But she does look really stressed.
Does she look that stressed?
Like today? Yeah. Like today, she was kind of wearing like a flannel overshirt.
We probably shouldn't like, put her on blast like, at the gym.
She's just like looking, she's like, her hands are in her hair. And it's just
well, maybe
like,
we should have her on and ask her what's up.
I would. I don't want. I never look at her too long because I don't want her to feel uncomfortable mm-hmm. with the gym. I would be like.
Don't look at her, but just save that for talking about her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People on the podcast don't know where I go to the gym.
True.
I bet she only ever gets recognized by gay guys. Don't you think that?
You think she's that kind of celebrity probably?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know. Would you rather be a celebrity who only gets recognized by gay guys? Or
no.
Only. Okay. Already a no. Or only gets recognized by.
Women.
Straight men.
Oh. Well, that's a horse of a different color. Oh.
It's kind of a toughie. Gay men or straight men?
I feel like why can't one of them be fun?
I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you... Well, because I feel like the choice would be so obvious. Women or gay men.
Yeah.
I pick women.
I think that when a woman comes up to you...
Sorry. You're attracting straight men for sure.
I'm so sorry. I think it's like the best, like when a millennial woman thinks you're funny, I think that's the biggest high in the world.
Well, you know, she's got the money to buy tickets and that's the best thing.
I just think I love a millennial woman because a millennial woman will also tell you and they're like kind of like dorky and like open and excitable.
Yeah.
And like, I love that.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose that.
I agree.
I want millennial women to recognize me.
Okay. Well, I'll add a third category for you then.
I pick millennial women.
Okay, great. Okay. Should we bring our guest in?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right, boys, we have an amazing guest this week. He is a hilarious stand-up comedian. You might know him from his show you're going to that camera. You might know him from his show Hear Me Out that is monthly at Union Hall. You also might know him from his podcast We Hate Each Other. I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith. Boys, our guest today is Nick Smith. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Sorry, I fucked How up the you? Name. I Never Liked
That's
You.
Right.
That's what
I mean,
it is.
Honestly, they're the same.
I knew it was written with disdain for each other.
True. We do hate each other and we never liked each other. So,
how did you meet each other?
Through Bob the Drag Queen.
Of course.
Which all started with Grindr.
Oh, wow. You met Bob the Drag Queen on Grindr?
I did. We lived near each other. It was a few months after he had just won Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
He popped up on my grid. I went over to his place. It was like midnight. We ended up watching endless hours of The Voice Kids Philippines.
Oh my God.
What? I didn't know that was a thing.
It was like 4 in the morning. And we just like kept messaging and eventually we're like, are we friends?
Wow, wait, that's what a beautiful story.
I was gonna say, you never really hear a success story like that on Grindr. Yeah.
They should put you in an advertisement.
Literally.
So nice.
They should. Grindr.
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there, I didn't have a lot of gay friends. And he was like, have my gay friends.
Oh, that's amazing. So nice.
That's when he introduced me to Mateo, and we didn't like each other at first. Uh-huh. Still don't. And Monet and all of them, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so cool. That's wow. Yeah. You really never hear that kind of success story from Grindr of people, you know, using it for all its potential uses, including making friends.
Well, there's this new feature on Grindr called Right Now.
Have I seen it?
I turned it on by accident, and then I couldn't turn it off.
Did you?
Well, it happened to me as well, because I was like, oh, I'll go you in, and then it turned button. On, and I was like, wait a minute, what? I don't want this to be on right now.
And then it's on for a full hour. Yeah. You're trapped for an hour.
And then you're trapped. Yeah, I was like, how do you turn this off?
Wait, can somebody explain this to me?
It's called Right Now.
It's okay, their version of Sniffies. Do you know what Sniffies is?
Okay. That's like a kind of immediate sort like of immediate. Like right. I imagine Right Now means like let's
right
hook up
now.
Right now. Okay, great.
They're looking for Right Now.
Yeah.
As if Grindr wasn't already.
I was going to say, it's already a pretty temporal app as is. Like it's like who's here now and
it's they're trying to weasel out Sniffies at this point.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's only room for one dating app at the top for gay men.
I do wonder what it's like over there.
Yeah.
At HQ. Yeah. They're like, how are we? That's so interesting. We have a meeting on Sniffies in the corner. They're going to go to the room.
I wonder what it would be like to work at Grindr headquarters, because you're probably speaking in like professional, you know, monetization growth, but you're also talking about an app that is like just riddled with like unserious things.
Someone from China bought them. So like, what's that like? What are those conversations?
But that's also interesting that that we have an issue with TikTok, but not Grindr.
No, we did, apparently.
We did have an issue with Grindr?
Yeah, they were like toying with the idea, but then of course,
enough senators.
I was like, no, we need it.
Totally.
Where are we going to go to get our rocks off? Yeah.
It is weird. Like, how do you meet people off Grindr? Like, I feel like you do need it. Like, it is.
Well, I guess, I guess New York would be okay. I don't know. I feel like New York, you'd be okay because there's enough gay bars, but like in other cities, I'm sure it's like
major
revolutionized.
Cities you can find a way.
Yeah.
We'd all have to go on a cruise. We'd all have to go on an Atlantis cruise.
Have you ever been on one of those?
I have, but it was a very unique situation.
Atlantis?
Mm hmm. Because Bob was performing, so they gave him like 4 free rooms, and he brought all of us.
That's
so I had
so
my
nice.
Own room.
Did you get free extras?
No, of course I would have brought you.
Oh,
did you perform?
Yes. Oh, I performed.
And they didn't give you?
Oh, I barely got one room. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was.
Times are tough over at
Atlanta. It didn't have a window.
Because when we went, so Bob was one of the headliners, and they gave him 4 free rooms. And then our friend Zach Noe Towers was one of the comics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had his own room and a guest room. And Brad.
Locally.
And honestly, and Vanessa Williams performed that week. It was honestly a great time.
Of Ugly Betty? Mm-hmm. From Miss America?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my God.
Well,
yeah.
I would have really liked it if she were there.
Well, she flew in Cabo, got on at Cabo, and got off like the next day.
That's my favorite story.
She took one look around and says, I'm not on whatever these guys are on.
Literally. But it was great because we all got special treatment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It pays to have famous friends.
No, definitely, really nice. definitely.
Especially in the gay world.
Yeah.
I feel like I went on the one right after. I feel like Zach has maybe gone on multiple times. But
Zach goes on a lot.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No. I really hated it. I hated. Here's the situation. I hated it, but it's no one's fault.
Okay.
I hated being on a boat with that many gay men for that long.
Interesting.
I didn't like it. And I feel like I have what I unpacked there and discovered within myself. I think I have a fear of men. All men. Gay men, straight men, every man. All men, every man. I have a fear of men. Whereas I don't know. I think before that I would be like, oh, straight men scare me. It's like, no, it's
all men.
So like going out into an audience where it's like all men, I was like, oh my God, how did this happen? How did we get here? Jesus Lord. And then I came back and I did a lesbian show like 2 weeks later and I was like, fuck, I love this.
Really?
So safe. Yeah, I find women to be very disarming and
fair.
Safe.
I agree with that as well. But there was something, I didn't think I was going to like it, but I ended up really enjoying it because there is something to just while it is a lot to be around that many gay men for that long, it's also something really nice about.
Yeah.
Because then you truly, yes, do we judge each other? Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But there is, it's also still like, I felt really comfortable. Like, totally. I was like, I'm in my huge sun hat and I don't really, like, they're not really caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I didn't know a single person. Zach loves the cruises. Bob likes them. Mateo hated them. We'll never do another one.
That's nice.
Because I feel like also like playing to any audience that's all of the same.
I get
vibe.
Up there and I'm like, my dad's a stay-at-home dad. They're like, we don't care. We're so horny. And it's just like, yeah, okay, but he's
talk about whole. Right. You know what I mean? I also do feel like it is like a type of crowd, like that environment, because it's like a party scene on the cruise. Probably it probably really lends itself to people that are going to be doing more just like blue material or whatever is like, yes, you know, going to be just more
blue
exciting.
Is. Blue is sex.
Yeah, like sex and
like raunchy.
Yeah,
totally, totally, totally.
That was my biggest negative is like, because we don't, none of us in my friend group, which is also rare in a gay friend group, none of us drink, do drugs, literally
anything.
You're
sober?
I've never had a drink in my life.
You're a Mormon.
Yes. Altar boy. No, so none of us drink or do drugs. And on that cruise, it's literally all drinking and doing drugs. Yeah. So we'd be at like the breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., but it would still be the circuit music. And I'm like, can we play Enya or something? Just like, or something with words, maybe. No,
sure. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sure there's people that are going like 72 hours straight on a cruise.
Oh, 100%.
Wait, I'm just like buzzing high.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I was just going to say.
Yeah.
At least one person every time. And it's always someone old.
Like a scavenger
who
hunt.
Overdoes it.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like you just hope that it's someone else. And then it's like, okay, we got it. We checked it off.
Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, cruises are scary for that reason, too, that like there's like so many cases of things like going awry at sea, and it's like maritime law, and like they don't really want to deal with it. And I think a lot gets like shoved under the rug too. It's just like kind of a, it's just kind of a scary.
Well, there's also different types. Which one were you on? Like the really big one or the smaller one?
It felt big. It felt like a big mall at sea. I think there were like 2,000 to 3,000 people.
Because there's the one that you always see the pictures of where it's like a sea of people and there's like those all slip and slides behind them and everything. And it's like huge. And then there's like a smaller version. That's the one we did. And I was like,
a Virgin Atlantic cruise. Irony. A Virgin Atlantic. I feel like, is that right? Atlantis.
Maybe. We went on celebrity cruises.
That sounds amazing.
But it was like, it was a much more manageable one.
Yeah.
You know what's a funny thing now is like there are celebrities that do like a cruise with like where they'll do like residencies and they'll be like, come on our cruise. Yeah. And they'll like do whatever. And it's always so fascinating.
Rosie does one, I think, for lesbians.
Yeah. Well, didn't you? Lily Tomlin was on one.
Yeah. There's a, it's called Olivia and it's a lesbian cruise. And Lily Tomlin's the guest.
Yeah.
Well, one time she was.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I just feel like it's such a funny thing because it must be people must, I would just be, I'm really wary of anybody that wants to meet me. And not that that's like people are, but whatever. But I'm always just kind of like, I do this thing on stage. You can come watch that. But like, you probably don't need to meet me necessarily. But it feels like if somebody was trying to go on a cruise because their like favorite person, like their favorite celebrity is like doing a cruise, it's because they're like, we're going to run into them at some point. Like, you know what I mean?
That's amazing. At sea. That's
terrifying. And that just like makes me nervous.
Well, that was, I will say, the negative is when we went with Bob, we stayed the whole week.
Yeah.
But in the gay world, obviously most people know who Bob is. So like walking around was near impossible.
Totally.
Everyone was like, can we get a picture? Can we get a picture? Can we get a picture? And we're like, we're just trying to go to the dick dock. Like,
yeah.
Wait. So like when you would disembark, like where did you go?
Ours was a Mexican one. So
that already sounds amazing.
Left in LA and then it stopped in Cabo, Puerto Vallarta and some other city that
we
didn't get off
because
it was
the day of
Bob's show.
Okay, incredible.
And it was like a 6-day. It was like plenty of time.
Yeah.
Not too long.
Wait, not to be negative. I just felt like every time we got off, it was as if an Uber had kicked you off on the highway. And like you were just 100%. Like on the
yes. Well, because they are. The ports are always in the weirdest locations.
So random. It's like there's a beach around, but
literally you get off and you have like the highest expectations and you're just like, we're just standing in a parking lot.
It's cement.
In Aruba. Yeah.
People are yelling at you. Yeah. There's nothing anywhere. You're like, I thought this was supposed to be tropical. And you're like,
people are trying to sell you skincare. Yeah, I bought it. $200 because they said it wasn't even approved because of stem cells. And
sure.
It worked amazing. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
$200
That's the life.
Someplace, St. Kitts, I don't even know. Someplace.
Well, yours was in the Atlantic.
You know, yes. We went to Morocco. No, that can't be right.
There's no way. There's no way.
Although I'm not the one to ask.
Wait, I know. Can we bring that up?
We can bring up anything.
Lizzo's the guest on Lizzo's the musical guest on SNL.
I literally thought you guys were gonna say Lizzo's our guest next week. And I'm like, okay,
that's really flattering.
Yeah, that because Bob and Monet just had her as a guest on their podcast.
Could you imagine if Lizzo saw these chords? Like,
no, she would chords. Slap us both and get out of here.
I know.
Yeah. But yes, Lizzo is would you mind repeating that story? I was cracking
I was just
up the
say
other.
Something so inappropriate now. I can't. You can. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, don't forget.
I truly cannot.
Okay.
Not after what's happened already. You told this story the other day when I was on your show. Would you mind repeating it for our listeners about what happened with Lizzo?
So on our podcast, we oftentimes end up talking about topics that I don't know a lot about, which is most things. And Mateo had asked me when World War II was. And in my defense, on the spot, it's hard to think of things. Now, granted, I didn't know anyways.
Yeah.
But on the spot, I really was just like, I don't know, the 1800s. But the reason I said that is because right before that, we were talking about The Wizard of Oz and how The Wizard of Oz came out in 1939. So when he was like, when was World War II? I couldn't imagine both of those happening at the same time.
Totally.
So I was like, oh, it must have been in the 1800s. But the rest of the clip is them saying, no, 1939, and I, because it's a comedy podcast, Lizzo, the rest of the clip goes, you mean to tell me the rest of the world was going to war and our answer was The Wizard of Oz? Which is funny.
Yes.
She cut that part out and only posted the part where I say, I don't know, the 1800s, and then she did a 3-minute video of her being like, this is why the American education system is a failure. I hope he's joking. This is a, like, for 3 minutes. But the best part is she had been silent after all of her allegations, and this was the first time she posted after.
Oh, because my God. Wow. You did. You
dragged her back.
Really
into the
brought something out of her that took her out of her silence.
They're bringing me in to get P. Diddy to break, too. Yeah, yeah. The police are bringing me in.
I don't think that.
They said this guy will say something that'll make you want to talk. Let's just say.
You're honestly cracked that so like, whenever funny. I see a movie, like, Mimi in St. Louis came out in, like, 1944, and it's like, were you guys, like, sad about the war? Like, no. Like,
well, that's why I was
like, it kind of a damper?
It literally came out, I was like, I just can't imagine that it came out. Like, Hitler is running wild, and we're like, get Judy!
Totally.
What? No,
Judy Garland is blacking out on set, and it's like, but our boys aren't home? Like, that's not right.
To be fair, we are living in pretty unprecedented times.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we've got another season of the Tim Allen show coming out. You know what I mean?
Shifting
like, we're still doing stuff.
And not to throw him under the bus, but we did Bob and Monet's podcast shortly after, and we asked him when World War One was, and he said the 1600s.
Bob.
But she went on his podcast. So at least I was within 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. Have you seen Mimi in St. Louis?
Of course.
That's like my favorite movie. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
That's like I think that's the best movie that's ever made.
Was that a musical?
I think that is her best role.
Yeah. Apparently she was a total nightmare, but then she got a husband out of it.
When wasn't she a nightmare?
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like a lot of stars back then.
She was on drugs since she was 10. She had to sleep with an adult when she was a child just to get a role.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
God, times are different.
Prostituted her to get her into MGM and all that.
That is so nuts. Where's that
and
documentary?
And then
don't bring up Nickelodeon. Don't bring up Nickelodeon. Don't bring up Nickelodeon. And it's like, how do we not know? How do we not stop Nickelodeon?
I know.
That's happened 40 years ago.
I know.
60 years
it's
ago.
It's been happening forever.
70 years ago. Yeah.
God, that's brutal.
I'll always think that it's
60 years ago.
Well, I'll always think it's 2000.
Judy Garland.
I know.
I was just gonna say this is almost 100 years ago at this point.
I'll always think
Lizzo,
it's...
get him.
Lizzo, come on out.
She's listening.
She's got your name on a Google search now, on a Google 100%. Alert. Yeah.
That was my favorite movie as a child, was The Wizard of Oz.
So good.
I saw it like 400 times. My dad, he was a teacher, and he would bring me to school when I was like sick, and then he would just like wheel a TV over, and I would just sit there and watch The Wizard of Oz all day while he was like teaching in the same room.
What did he teach?
Well, that was middle school, so it was kind of just sort of like all of it, you know? At a Catholic middle school, you kind of just do the whole gambit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is a tall order for any one person.
Yeah, especially him. Like, if you met him, you'd be like, all of it.
How are you supposed to know all of that?
You can't.
We don't even know when World War II is. We can't possibly.
There's no way to know. Really.
No, there's really no way to know.
Wait, should we get into boys' clubs? What do you feel like is a boys' club that you are not a part of?
That I'm not a part of. I mean, I know most people looking at me think definition of a man. So my answer is probably, I feel like someone's probably said this before because it's so cliche, but
sneakerheads. No, totally.
Gym and like athletic stuff. It's just, I'm not part of it. I also don't want to be a part of it. I've never worked out a day in my life.
You don't go to the gym?
Never. I've never worked out a day in my life. Inappropriately. One time, Mateo and I did a YouTube video of me trying to do a workout routine with his trainer, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But no, I've never worked out a day in my life.
Okay.
And I don't really want to.
So is the, okay. So you feel, it seems like you're pretty like, you've already come to that conclusion. Did you ever feel there was any time, because we've talked about this before, about like specifically within like the gay community, mm-hmm. like that there's such an emphasis on like working out and certain body types and things like that.
Right.
Did you ever feel any like social pressure within like gay men? Not even necessarily for to look a certain way, but like for that to be part of your routine or your social circle?
No, and that's probably my biggest downfall is I'm too comfortable with who I am.
No, that's beautiful.
There certainly is social pressure to look a certain way in the gay community, and I have never felt that pressure because I don't care.
Good.
When did you come out? When I was 19.
Oh, that's like...
I had just moved here, so 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college.
Were people nice to you about it?
Yeah, I mean, no one was surprised.
Cool.
It's not like they were like, what?
Yeah.
You? Mm-hmm. No.
We thought you were going to be the quarterback.
Right. The only person that was surprised was my high school girlfriend. And I'm like, we met doing musicals.
Yeah. What musical?
We did Les Mis, Willy Wonka, Grease, High School Musical.
Who were you in Grease?
Kinnicky.
So were you?
Mm-hmm. Hickey for Kinnicky is like a Hallmark card.
Exactly. Except I didn't do the accent because I can't do accents. I was Troy Bolton in High School Musical.
Hell yeah.
And during the basketball number, I obviously couldn't dribble the basketball, so I just kept being like, yeah, guys, come on.
Wait, what did you just dribble it on stage? That's crazy.
Oh, we had a whole routine that
That's
I couldn't
so
do.
That's so loud.
That's just like really high risk.
Yeah.
Like,
really high risk and really loud.
It's in the orchestra pit. Someone's lost their trumpet. Like, that's no good.
I feel like anytime there's a throw and catch or any sort of like something like that happening on a stage performance, it's the most stressful part.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you don't, everything's done.
Like, when Betty Gilpin catches that pole they throw her tonight, you're going to see it.
Well, I'll see Cole.
When Cole catches that pole. Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Have you seen O'Mary?
I did, but when it was downtown.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We want to go back. Well, no issues with Betty or Titus, but I wanted to wait until Cole was back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a testament to what they created, but, like, the fact that, like, you know, obviously they're a name in their own right and growing so with this play, but like obviously those are two other actors who like have some like name recognition to them. But the fact that like Cole seems to be the biggest selling point is like so sick to me that like people want to go see it for the OG and the creator and the person who like really embodied this to its fullest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find that so cool that and like such a hopeful thing that like people do want to see new, fresh things from somebody that maybe don't even know.
100%.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Wait, I'll be honest, I do like the gym, but it took me a really long time to like the gym, and it probably started from a place of chaos.
Okay.
I feel like I used to just like eat weird, and then I was like, I should go to the gym too. And then so it was like,
what do you mean when you say you eat
weird? I just like had an eating disorder, but it's like not a negative, but like I did have it. Not, I just, all good. We're all good. I'm worried all the people are going to be like, don't worry. But then I would like start. So then I did like a lot of cardio, and then I was like, no, like if I'm going to be like a man, like I can't just do cardio all the time. I can't just be like a SoulCycle princess. I have to pick like one thing up. And then I like got into lifting from there. Also, I got into lifting because I would get injured doing cardio. And then it was like, well, I can't walk. So I have to like just lift weights.
Sure. But do you think that you got into the gym because of the pressures of gay society or because you genuinely wanted to?
The answer to this question is as follows. No, because I don't know. That's really so interesting. I don't know what the answer is. So I feel like I got into the gym in a response to a weird relationship that I had with my body that came out of maybe control in relating to not wanting to be gay. because I feel like I was like a really fat kid, which is neither here nor there. And I was, but at the time it was here. And like, so I,
I was gonna say everywhere, really. I was going to say that.
And this was a different time and I was a child. So don't be mad at me for what I thought when I was a child, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that was even before gay was an issue. And then kind of like when I was like a teenager, I feel like the eating disorder was like a really easy way to be like, oh, like gay is not a problem. Like I have this new addiction and this new passion and it's called starving. And it was just like a very thrilling, like there's constant victories and wins with it. So I feel like then lifting was kind of a response to the storm that was created, like not storm, but like the situation that was created from that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So it almost feels like two separate tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this makes sense at all.
Yeah. I got into lifting right around when I was an athlete. I've lifted plenty in my life because I played in college and stuff and we had to lift. And so we had to do lots of lifting and stuff. And I always like, that was always so funny to me because we would have like, you know, all my teammates, you know, we would have to lift a lot in the off season, but that was also the only time of year we could like kind of go out and have some social life because we weren't having games and stuff. But we would get our, for like concussion prevention, they would make us do a lot of trap exercises. So like all of my teammates who were these women who like wanted to go out and like look nice would have these like fucking jack shoulders and these huge traps and they'd put tank tops on for the first time in the spring and they'd be like, what the fuck? Why do I have to look like this? It's like the muscle like right here. So like sometimes you'll see guys get like really, or people get like really big. It's kind of like right, yeah, like right where your shoulder meets your neck, like right there.
This is my trap.
But they just get, they just, it's definitely.
Do I have a trap?
Yeah. You got a great trap.
You got a nice trap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, and I do nothing for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, anyway, but it's like definitely more of a, I would say it's more of a masculine look to have like a really pronounced trap and big shoulders. And like all these girls on my team would be so upset that they would have to have this like, this look. But anyway, I got, so I knew how to lift a little bit from there. But then when I transitioned and I started taking testosterone and I got top surgery, like a lot of the advice, if you want it to like the results to kind of look how you want to, it's like to lift before and after, just to like start building muscle so that
build your traps.
Yeah. To build your pecs and your shoulders and everything. Okay. So that like when the surgeon goes in that you have some like muscle base for like to build pec muscle and stuff, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So there is kind of also like a trans guy pressure. It's not the same as gay men, 'cause it's not so much baked into like dating standards or like body standards,
or like
for
standards,
right,
like
it's more like a, like I guess you would say like a passing standard kind of thing, or like a, I don't know, like a certain body like there's definitely a lot of trans dudes who get really into lifting because like we can for the first time for a lot of us, like it's like you just like, it's really crazy how much testosterone will help you just be stronger and like lift more. So I feel like I got into it because I was actually seeing rewards for it, whereas even when I was in college and I was lifting a lot, like, I never really felt like I was getting that much stronger because, like, my body just, like, wasn't doing that. But then when I saw the results happening, I was like, oh, I'm actually into this now because it works.
How often are you working out?
It kind of depends. I try to go to the gym 5 days a week, but some weeks it's less than that.
What about you?
Well, you know, same, similar.
5 out of 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some days, some weeks, oh it's like, God. You know, if I'm out of town or something, I don't go. I'm not so, I'm not so hardo about
town
it.
And I don't go.
I have a disorder.
But listen, you've got traps nonetheless, so.
I'm a trap queen. That's what they call it.
Right, it's true. Yeah. I'm convinced that the need to go to the gym has actually solved my, okay, I think that I am prone to like mild depressive tendencies.
Sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, but I think I cannot become a person that just like stays home all day and like wallows in my bed, which would be bad for me. But the reason is because of a mental disorder that I have where I have to go to the gym. So it's kind of like, that's kind of a bummer that you have the mental thing, you have to go to the gym. But also it's like, well, you're up and out of the house, I guess.
That's
sort of a weird thing. Wait, but I think it's cool that you don't have that. And I do always wonder.
I love
like,
to wallow at home on my couch. If I didn't have to leave my couch, I wouldn't.
No, I completely, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I like that. I wish that I didn't
To be clear, I should work out. My doctor that's watching, yes, I acknowledge I should work out. He tells me every time, he gets so mad at me. He's like, you have to do something.
Wait,
I
why?
I didn't eat vegetables until last year.
But don't you think that just like living in New York, you're just like moving?
I walk a lot.
I was going to say, like we are all taking so many flights of stairs from like the subway to apartments.
No. No.
What about the subway?
If there's an elevator, I will take it.
On the
second
subway?
Floor, subway, no. But escalator, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
I am only taking stairs if there is literally no other option.
Fair enough. Stairs are such a funny thing where like some days it's like whatever. And some days, because I live on a fourth floor walk up, some days it's fine. Other days I'm like so fucking beat by the time I get up to the top of the steps. They really do take a lot out of you.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm the opposite of you. I'm always like, we got to go. Let's freaking go. Like, and then if I'm behind a woman who's just like looking at her phone, it's like, what do you think we have all day? I think we just have all day.
Well, no, I'm that because that's a gay thing.
You seem like you would be that.
Yeah.
But I'm on my phone, but I'm also moving with a purpose.
Yeah. You're like, let's freaking go.
Well, some of us can multitask and some of us can't. And there's a lot of people in this city who are on their phones and cannot multitask.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the woman who was at the, and she's like, you know, Betty Gilpin goes to this gym and you're going to walk up the steps like this. Betty Gilpin is at this gym. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Wait, but I actually think it's really beautiful that you don't go to the gym. And I sometimes wonder what it would be like if I didn't work out for like 1 month, like just like what literally would happen. Like, it would I be, would it?
But maybe there's a balance, maybe like twice a week.
Oh, but you enjoy it. So why do you need to stop going 5 days?
Well, no, I'll tell you exactly what. Okay. So I think that it's true that I enjoy it. The thing that I run into, and I do this with like cardio especially, is that I can enjoy something and then I become addicted to it. And then it's like, actually, if I don't do it now, my day is ruined. And it causes like major issues. And so it's like, at what point does your relationship to something cause issues? You've probably seen this kind of a little bit sometimes. Anyway, so like,
I mean, you're gay. We all have addictive personalities.
Yeah. Wait, what are your addictions?
What isn't my addiction? Every gay I know, when they start doing something, they become addicted to it.
Wait, there's like melatonin that just like dried to my pants.
You?
And it's like, do you think I can salvage it?
No. Unless
you could cut it.
Yeah.
Unless and resew it.
Yeah. Put it in a little baggie and tell people it's something else. Yeah.
Wait.
But
so
it's like plants. Like a gay can't have one plant, then they become a plant gay.
Yes.
Literally.
Like,
yes.
They can't just
like
go
these.
To the
I
gym.
Didn't read any of these books. They just have them.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like most gay men can't just like a pop star. They love a pop star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that kind of, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to get a new couch. And then all of a sudden they've redecorated their entire apartment for the seventh time. It's like,
totally.
You can't just do one thing.
Yeah.
Wait, that's really, that is tough. It's like, what if I was addicted to like, you know, writing or journaling or doing something productive?
Yeah, meditating.
You wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
yeah,
can
we wouldn't have a podcast for
put
sure.
Put our addictive personality to use to something monetizable.
No, that's not how it works.
And we wouldn't.
Because all the things that are addictive are also a little bit bad for you probably.
100%.
Yeah. And that's why they're so good.
Yeah, we're not put addicted it in to good things. Well, yeah. I guess gym is good for you.
Yeah, it's one of those things though that can get bad for you. You can make it bad for you.
Yeah, and
but
we find a way.
Yeah, and
we always find a way.
And yes, gay men are finding a way. Do you one other thing about gays at the gym. It also seems to be a place where and there's no shortage of places in New York City where men can hook up with each other. But like I know like the Equinox sauna is like a place to go and to hang and whatever. Do you ever feel like you wish you could like go to like a fancy gym like that for the other amenities or anything like that?
I'm not gonna lie. I literally don't know what amenities exist at gyms. I have Equinox. I could not tell you one amenity that they have.
I guess a sauna.
I've never been to
a hot
gym,
tub.
So they have hot tubs?
Yeah, don't they?
The Domino Park. I've been told it has a hot tub.
And a pool. Some of them have pools.
A Domino Park. I've been told has a pool.
Okay.
Yeah. Saunas.
I don't like to be overheated, so that's
I agree with that. It's also like, I don't want
to. I would do a sauna over steam room, but either way, I don't want to be over. I don't like to sweat.
I went in the sauna today. It was very hot in there. And then my necklace was really hot.
You don't want to wear necklaces in there.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, the metal gets hot.
Well, what happens then?
It'll burn you.
Oh. Woof.
If you stay there for long enough.
Yeah.
But
I just don't like to sweat. So
no, I completely understand.
Yeah. Well,
like cold plunges. Under absolutely no circumstances.
Here's
and
my
I'm
question
not convinced
for you.
That it's good for you. I think they just want attention.
I think so too.
They just want attention.
I think there's a lot of straight men who want to hurt themselves and get attention for it, and that's what a cold plunge is. Yeah.
Wait, then what do so know how people like gay guys spend like $330 a month at the gym, like other gay guys?
Yes.
And like what
none
do
that are
you
in the room with us, of course.
Like I think a little less than that. But like what do you spend that money on? Do you have like a thing that you're like, oh, I go get
Ubers.
Totally. Yeah.
I take Ubers way more than I should.
Well, that'll explain the subway steps. can't be doing those.
You can't.
But
like,
honestly, though,
your
if you're saving a hypothetical gay man's gym membership is around
a
to
gym membership and I don't drink. So it's not like. I'm
yeah, you are saving a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't leave my home if I don't have to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think the Ubers, I mean, yeah.
Call me little Edie. I just.
No. I understand it. I feel like I have to leave my home, but it's because I have a restless energy inside. That's like, even if I have to just like, I'll just go walk to the park. I just have to walk.
Yeah.
I have to be in motion.
Well, I go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning and Chipotle every afternoon. So like, that's me leaving.
Okay, wait, I love this. Is this like a, like you I'm somebody who is very routine about my food. Do you find yourself being like do you have your staples like that? Yeah.
Where are they?
Dunkin' Donuts every single morning. I get Chipotle every single afternoon, and then dinner. I don't cook and I don't go to grocery stores. It's a ring of hell. I would never. Actually, Mateo has a joke in his first special. He called me during the pandemic because everything was shutting down. And he was like, well, you need to go to the grocery store. You need to get food. You need to get something. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And he was like, no, but everything's shutting down. Like, let's start with each meal. Let's make it easy. What do you get every morning? And I said, Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. And he was like, okay, well, that's not going to be an option because they're shutting down. So what if we get you stuff to make coffee? And I was like, who am I? Laura Ingalls Wilder? I'm not doing that.
What was the fix? What did you do?
Dunkin' stayed open way longer than they should have.
Oh, yeah.
And then the bodegas, they never closed.
Right.
So then they made me iced coffee.
Yeah.
The day that you're describing in Chicago, I lived in Chicago at the time, and I remember going to a Whole Foods, and it was just like kind of like chaos. And then people were like, there's going to be tanks in the street, you know. There's going to be tanks in the street. Tanks, tanks. Mm. I know. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this, Columbia University?
Yeah. Literally. I just had a show up there the other night, and it was the check-in process was crazy. They had to bring out like 2 students to get me to like let me. It was so nuts.
That's nuts.
That place is nuts. Yeah. Okay. What's your Chipotle order?
A bowl, extra white rice, no beans, chicken, queso, a little bit of corn, just so that I feel like I'm eating healthy, cheese and lettuce.
Wait, what chicken you said?
Chicken.
Wait, here's my question. What else? Do you have ice cream?
I love ice cream. I have a sweet tooth.
I have the same 5 foods too. Protein bars. Sorry.
I fear this is going to get... No. Say it. I'm not mad at you. Say.
Protein bars, Japanese sweet potatoes, ice cream, Greek yogurt, and bread. That's kind of it.
I literally the five main food groups.
When did you start hating yourself?
I don't know. There's this thing where I like...
None of those things besides ice cream can bring you joy.
Wait.
True.
I do like protein. I love protein bars. I don't know.
Is that like a Stockholm syndrome love where you've learned to love the protein bars?
Or you do it because you work out so much that you're like, I have to have this.
I think there's something about...
Isn't that what you need when you work out
protein? I think that... Yeah. Foods that I think I feel in control, like when I am in control, I feel a joy there. But then maybe it's like, but am I living? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've started making smoothies.
Okay,
do you have a Nutribullet?
I just bought one.
Wait, amazing. I got a creamy. Do you know what a creamy is? A Ninja Creamy. It makes ice cream.
Oh yes, Bob was obsessed with them.
Yes, I got it on Amazon Prime Day because I wanted to take part in Prime, and I was like, randomly found it. It's amazing.
Taking part in a small business called Amazon.
Shout out, Jeff.
Yeah,
shout
what do you put in your smooths?
So I just
did you
started.
See Jeff Bezos naked?
I'm sorry?
Jeff Bezos. Did you see him naked?
There Where? Are pictures of him naked?
Yes. His nudes leaked.
are they real though?
Are you not online? No, they're for sure real.
Is it big?
It was like unmemorable. He's so random.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Even of all the billionaires, he's kind of random.
Yeah, he's really random.
Like, but it's because he's not in the news that often.
Yeah.
Because you got one that's a Nazi. And
Mark Zuckerberg needs to have like little attention all the time. Did you see he did a performance for his wife's birthday?
Of what?
In a blue suit? I don't even
Mark
know.
Mark or Jeff?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Was it some inappropriate Asian thing?
I'm sure that he got that sneaked in there. All the clips I saw didn't have audio to them because they must have like not let that out. But there was like all these clips of him like in succession when Kendall Roy basically right, like when he does like his like performance for his dad. It was like the same energy of like this like just really wanting to do. Oh, there it is. Here we are. Yeah, he takes off his blue. He's got this
Benson
blue.
Boone.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, so this was recent.
Yes.
Wait, no one thinks that's hot, right?
Please don't think Mark Zuckerberg is hot.
I'm sorry.
Like, no. What the? And this, oh my God. It's his wife's birthday, and that's the gift? Yikes.
I mean, look.
Still.
I'm not a fan, but if I married a billionaire, I'd be like, good job, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so hot. I'm fucking so wet right now. Meanwhile, it's the fucking Sahara down there.
Here's the situation.
Can I have
though,
my monthly allowance now?
Yeah, like, literally.
Would you be stressed out being married to someone who's that rich? Let's call it a million. Call it a millionaire.
I wouldn't be stressed out married to a millionaire.
Not, no.
But I'd be just
these
like,
days, that's nothing.
That's nothing these days. And also,
it's
I deserve
true.
It.
Yeah.
It's just like, when do you get to be alone? Like, I feel...
A billionaire, baby, she's alone.
Yeah.
Trust and believe, they're living separate lives.
By herself.
The best case scenario is that you find someone with $1 billion.
The only downside to that is then you become a risk for, like, a target for...
So that is my only
fear.
Ransom?
Ransom, yeah.
Not even just ransom, just like death.
Yeah, kidnapping, deaths, etc.
When I was a kid, I really
remember when Kim Kardashian
be...
got taken?
No.
She didn't get taken. She got robbed.
But she was held up for
in
a little
Paris.
While.
You don't remember?
She was held up for a little while.
Are you ever online?
Yeah, come on.
Wait, I was off Twitter.
No, they tied her up for a little while. Yeah. She was like stuck there for a second, then they got her back.
That's really upsetting, first off.
Yeah.
And I'm on her side. In this one situation.
Sucks, yeah.
But in general, she's going back.
For sure.
But when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a Disney Channel original like star. Like, I wanted to be Hilary Duff. But my biggest fear was, I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'll be kidnapped. And it's like, that actually never happened. That actually just never happened.
Yeah.
The Disney Channel stars have never been kidnapped. What Disney Channel star did you want to be?
Well, this is inappropriate, but I wanted to be Raven Simone.
Hey, she has star quality power.
She was the Disney Channel star.
Yeah,
her and Elise Vanderpool.
She's amazing. She, like, I loved that show so much. It was one of those shows, too, that, like, even my mom liked to watch, like, when we would put
it
on.
It was a great
show. She was like, she's so funny. Like, it was, like, one of the few that my mom was like, you know, because, like, whatever, we put SpongeBob on, she, like, turned that shit off. But, no, Raven Simone's great.
She's genuinely the best star of that, like, era of Disney Channel stars.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Could sing, could dance, could act.
Yeah.
So funny.
She's, like, still doing stuff,
stylish.
Right?
She has her podcast now.
She has a podcast. Welcome to the club, girl.
She was for sure on The View for a moment in time, no?
She was on The View for a while, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be good at something like that.
That's a Raven, but they called it Raven's Home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was it on Disney Plus or whatever?
Was she a mom?
I don't know. She was the mom.
Oh.
That's tough. You live long enough, you have to become the mom.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the mom.
Wow. Well, you know what? They might not cast you as that. We got some other changes ahead if you're going to be a cast as a mom.
I just want to be like the nice neighborhood guy.
No, you'll be the evil stepdad.
Yeah, probably. Or the uncle who comes to bring fun gifts.
But when I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be zany brother. And that's what I really wanted. I wanted to be Matt on, was this his name? Matt on Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah.
Or Beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be kind of the zany one.
Same.
That was my dream.
Well, I got news for you both.
It's too late.
Gay and zany are synonymous for casting directors. Yeah.
True. Anyone watching?
Yeah.
I'll still do it.
Yeah, we'll still do it. Should we do our next boys club?
What do you feel like is a boys club that you are, in fact, a part of?
Okay. So, Fortnite.
The game. Okay, yes.
The game. So, I was never a gamer. I had a GameCube growing up, and I played, like, Mario Kart, but my brother was, like, a gamer and still is. And then I was never a gamer growing up. And then the pandemic happened and my friend group, we were like, well, we can't see each other in person, but we want to like stay in communication. So we would be on the phone for like 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, we should play games while we're doing it because you can talk on a headset. So we started playing Fortnite and you can talk on a headset during it. 5 years later, we still play almost every night.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still terrible, but I do it for the social aspect.
Of course. What's the objective?
You start with 100 people and it's to be the last one or the last team standing.
Yeah. And so you're trying to kill people. Other people.
Are your friends on your team?
Yes.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
We could maybe do that.
That's like,
you would need to get a PlayStation.
And, well, the reason Fortnite is fun too is because it is very gay. Like, you can be Ariana Grande gunning someone down.
Yeah.
They have Ariana Grande.
And you can like
Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter just came out.
Like, they have so many characters and so many dance moves you can do. I'm pretty sure, I'm like 90% sure there was a comedian, was it Kyle Gordon? Somebody who's like a comedian who has like, does like character stuff, got a character or like a song or something. It might have been Marsha Belsky, got like a song on there or something that you can buy.
That's
something like that. Like, they do stuff like that where they license people's
100
like,
tampons.
Literally, like something like that.
They
like,
got both Bob and Mateo to do like voiceover during Pride Month.
Oh, that's so fun. That's a really cool, yeah. So anyway, they do like little things and you can buy people's dances and stuff like that. So that's very very gay, very customizable for your character.
That's really, wait, you play this?
I've played before. I don't have Fortnite, but I've played it before.
Okay.
But it's free. You can play it. And what's nice about it is you can play it on any gaming console and your computer.
So we could start tomorrow?
We could start tomorrow.
You could start today.
Yeah, we could start right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I only ever played Animal Crossing and James Bond, but I was always the girl, Christmas Jones.
Well, of course. Well, also, this is the other thing about Fortnite that's nice. Even the straight guys play as girls.
Love that.
Why is that?
Because the girl characters are smaller than the male characters, and because it's a shooting game, you want to be as much...
You want to be snatched.
You want to be not as much of a target.
Yeah. And you can hide in the bushes better.
So you're literally playing and you're like, that's probably a straight man who's playing as Ariana Grande.
So when you're talking on the headset, because I haven't played a lot of, I just kind of got into video games within the last like 2 years, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I only like play just myself. I don't do any like multiplayer. But when you're playing on your headset, can you hear like just your team or like other people too?
So there is an option where like, if you're playing a squad and there's only three of us, sometimes we'll do, it's called Phil.
Okay.
It's called Phil, and it pulls in a random player from around wherever the country or whatever to play with you. And sometimes if you opt in, you can listen to them. And this happened to us recently where we did it, and it was a 7-year-old boy from Canada. Oh my God. It was the most traumatic experience. He started screaming the N-word.
Oh.
It was literally all my friends and I were like, what? Like, it was
God.
I'll give credit where credit is due. He said some of the most heinous things ever. He never said faggot.
That's nice.
And he knew who was nice about
he
that.
Knew who his team was. He
there's
knew who his team
nice
was.
That
is so
crazy. He said a lot about a sucking dick, but he never said faggot. And that's nice.
So at the end, he just goes on with his life.
Yeah, he goes on to second grade.
You just say like, bye, Billy. And it's like, that's it.
Don't
the
you
last
know?
You'll ever hear from him.
Wow. You know what? That's a, like, to get into the boys' club aspect of it, too. Like, I remember in, like, middle school and stuff, like, you know, like, guys in my middle and high school would play, like, you know, multiplayer Call of Duty or whatever. And I remember, like, you know, being over at somebody's house and, like, watching some people play or whatever. And, like, that is such an aspect of it, is, like, the bullshit and the talking on your headset and, like, saying the most fucked up shit to people.
Oh, the most. If they ever leaked any of the shit that me and my friends talk about on there, we would all be canceled, sent to prison. It would be bad.
But wait, it's so crazy because you're like, when you're not just talking to your team, like you're talking like this kid, like anybody in the world. And like, it's just, there's no consequences because you're just a character and you can just talk. And like, you don't know where these people are.
Someone, but like,
people,
it's not.
Yeah.
Where's my question?
It's like, so, reporting things to Instagram. They don't do anything about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Who are you reporting them to?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so we got 3 hours and we got 100 people in this village. And we're going to, is that going to, like, it's
no,
like
no,
a
no.
set
the
time.
Game lasts like 20 minutes.
Max.
And then you just start another. And then
yeah.
You start
it
another.
Drops you in from like a helicopter into the play area, into a random spot on the play area. Am I
and
correct?
It goes quickly.
Am I correct that it's the same area every time, or can you pick like a new course?
There are two different maps that they alternate between.
Okay.
What did you get killed right away?
Then you're done
and then a new game starts.
Can you listen even if you die? Can you keep talking and like listen in, or are you
if your friends
out?
Are still alive?
Okay, gotcha.
But if it's just you, then you're kicked out.
Yeah. Okay.
How do they kick? Just shooting
dead?
It's all shooting or bombs. Or
is it like a village in a place that we would know?
It's like
no,
cartoony.
It's like it's all cartoony, like made up. Like there's like a tree area and like a sand area and
yeah.
water
it
area.
It kind of looks like akin to it's not quite as stylized as like the Mario Party universe, but I would say it's like leaning that way in terms of like sort of child-friendly animation style.
That's
that
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to check this thing out, ma'am.
Yeah.
I want
it's free. You might as well.
Yeah. Every time someone says Fortnite, I think they're talking. I'm like, Taylor Swift? Oh, no. The game, not Taylor Swift.
I know really not much about her. So
she has a song called Fortnite. For a Fortnite.
That's what it looks like. That's Fortnite.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It is pretty.
Has it led you to any other like gaming?
Well, also, I should say I'm part of this boys club Fortnite, and that is how I made straight friends.
Wow.
So we made straight guy friends through it over the pandemic, and now they're some of our closest friends. They flew in for Mateo's Radio City show.
You're
last
kidding.
Week. We go to Pittsburgh.
Where are they? Oh, they're from Pittsburgh.
We go to Pittsburgh several times a year to go see them and hang out. Like,
oh my
they've
God.
They've become some of our closest friends.
Do
and they're straight
wives?
Guys.
Are they married?
No.
How old are they?
They vary in range. A couple. Well, actually,
seven
that's
and
true.
Eight.
One is straight, married with a kid in Michigan. Another one is single. Another one has a girlfriend that he lives with, and another one is single in North Carolina.
Where in
wow.
North Carolina?
I couldn't tell you.
We went to school there.
Who did?
We did.
You went to school together?
No, just happened to be through, not even 30 minutes away.
What school?
Yeah, I went to Elon University.
Yeah.
And I went to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two random ass schools.
Elon is a big musical theater school,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, we do.
I know someone that went there.
Who?
Chelsea Nechtow.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she ended up transferring and coming to where I went to school.
Where?
Manhattan School of Music.
Of course.
Oh, cool. Okay, so do you have
Wake
like
Forest
a what's
school.
Your music background?
I was an opera singer for many years.
Oh my God. Wait, so is that how you, did you and Mateo ever get like connected over?
No,
that
everyone
was just random?
Thinks that it was random. Same with Monet. Monet went to Westminster Choir College. All three of us sing opera and don't know each other through their opera world in any way.
Wow.
We just know each other through Bob.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Damn, small world. That's crazy.
Opera seems so intense in the way that your voice is like such an instrument.
It is.
My cousin's an opera singer. He's doing his master's at Penn State right now.
Okay.
Master's in music and I think education maybe too. But anyway, I'm always so impressed with him too because like a lot of the songs he has to learn are like in other languages.
Yeah. I mean, the three main are Italian, German, and French.
Yeah. I'm sure Italian and French, but it seems like singing in German would be so difficult.
French is the hardest one.
Really?
Hands down.
Interesting.
Italian's the easiest.
Yeah.
German is the next easiest because it's mainly consonants.
Oh,
French is the hardest because literally there's different pronunciation. There's like six different pronunciations for each vowel.
Interesting. Okay. I would have thought German just because the words
and
are so
French
cumbersome.
French people are always the most picky. They're
for
like,
sure.
No, that's wrong. That's
for
wrong.
Sure.
How did
like,
you get involved in opera singing?
They're like, no, no.
You were a child.
So I always did musical theater growing up. And then I was going to go to school for dentistry. And then I was in the end of my senior year and I was like, I don't want to give up singing. So I had already missed it. So I was like, I'll just go to this random state school in Pennsylvania that my brother was going to buy some time. And
what was it called?
Kutztown University.
Of course I know Kutztown. I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, so I went there for a year. I honestly forget that I went there. Horrible time. I had like a secret boyfriend there who was incredibly
Where did you
good
meet
to
him?
Me. There. He was my music teacher or tutor. Not teacher.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wait, that's...
Even
still,
and he
though.
Was super religious, so who knows if he's even out yet.
No.
And it was just, like, not a good experience.
Yeah, that sucks.
And
I'm sorry.
My roommate sucked, and all the people on our hall sucked because I wasn't out at the time, but they all were not fans.
I'm sorry.
But anyways, I knew I was transferring, and I had never sung opera, but everyone my whole life was like, you sound so much more opera than you do musical theater. And I was like, okay. So then I taught myself...
For tenor, baritone.
Bass baritone.
Oh, shit.
And actually, Monet, Mateo, and I are all basses.
Wow.
And I taught myself the three audition songs you like needed, and I chose random schools. And then I got in, and I was like, sayonara, suckers.
Damn, that's so
and
cool.
I came here.
Beautiful story.
Dang, wow.
If you're at Kutztown University right now, get the fuck
Learn
out of there.
Learn some opera songs
get
and get
the
fuck out of there.
Out.
Wow.
That was an It Gets Better
that's,
story.
That
also
wasn't
don't like
better.
You.
Fuck you.
Literally.
Yeah, fuck
Kutztown if you're watching.
Yeah. Turn it
That's
off.
That's really tough. I feel like I know a lot of people that went to Kutztown.
Well, if you're from Philly, then yeah, I'm sure you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'm from Lafayette Hill, which is about 10 minutes outside of city.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Philly guy.
Big Philly
I just
guy.
Went to Philly for the first time in a long time last year.
Why?
My ex at the time had never been and was like, let's go. We can take the train, which the Amtrak, so fun.
Yeah. I love the Amtrak.
So, love the train.
Ex at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not your ex anymore?
My boyfriend at the time, my now ex. That's what
me?
I meant.
I'm like, receipts. Sorry.
Well, you just thought there was more to a story there that we were coming back around and getting back together.
Wait, I love the Amtrak. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I love the Amtrak.
Love the
yes.
Amtrak. And it was fine.
If we could Amtrak everywhere rather than take a plane, I would so prefer that.
Same.
I hate the
but
airplane.
But what I really want on an Amtrak is I always want to sit in that thing where you can buy pretzels and juice and like the tables.
Yeah.
But they're always taken. But I think there's something so romantic about sitting, not
there
romantic.
Is some, no, like, but there is something kind of romantic, but it's romanticized normally. In
yeah.
Movies, is like the train.
Because I tried to make you sit in one of these anyway to be like romantic.
No. I know what you mean. Like
it's partner party.
Yeah. I know you're not hitting
like I'm
me.
Not sitting in this.
I know.
The table
yeah. I'm good.
There's something very much like we're trying to break a big story. Like, we're like on the train headed to like I don't know Detroit, Michigan to write about those leatherheads playing football. Like
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Those That's what?
Leatherheads. That's what they used to call a football player. Not offensive.
Because I was just gonna say.
Wait, is it?
No, it's,
Google leatherheads.
It's because they were wearing leather helmets.
Like
That's
that movie with
them.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
It was a movie that was really good. To have Renee Zellweger and George Clooney
Do you
and
think
John
she's
Krasinski.
A gay icon?
No, I don't think she's an icon at all. Is that okay? Are you mad? I'll take it back.
No.
Unless you do.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think much of her. I think she's really good in Chicago, and I think, but I never.
Judy. Yep, it's a real
I never
thing.
Finished. Oh, I forgot she's in Judy. I never finished Bridget.
What? Not even the first one? That's the best one.
No, totally. And I believe that. And I'm going to let you know. And I'm going to finish
it.
I'm lost. What's Bridget?
You don't need to lie.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, Bridget Jones. I've never seen it either.
It's kind of... Oh, my God.
I am so sorry. But I know
You're also like 17 still. So I want to be...
Well, okay. So they made a show out of Bridget Jones' Diary?
There's been like 4 movies.
Oh, okay. But didn't they just make... There's like a new series that just came out.
No, a new movie just came out.
Okay.
Who's in it?
Okay.
It's like an all new cast. Tries to fuck a kid, basically.
That's what so dumb. That's hell? Like when they did Halloween Town 4 with Sarah Paxton, and we're like, "We're good, thank you." I didn't either.
Did not watch it.
Who's this?
Leo Woodall.
That's the one in the new one.
Okay. Leo Woodall's in it.
Who was?
That's the one she tries to fuck.
He was in.
I watched the first and the second one, and then I never watched the third or.
He's in the show on Apple TV about math.
They're always casting him as somebody who's fucking an older person.
I have it, but I can't access it. I'm just paying for it, but it's like on a device I can't access.
Sure.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
Well, okay. Wait, Leo Woodall also was the guy in White Lotus with in Haley the second Joe. Season who hooked up with
his uncle.
They're always having him fuck somebody he shouldn't. Like,
I don't watch White Lotus.
Well, you skipped the last one.
I tried
one.
Watching the first season and I was like, this is boring. So I never watched it.
I liked the first 2 seasons better. The third season I thought kind of, I don't know, went a little crazy.
I like all the cast. Every time they announce a cast, I'm like, wow, these are great actors. Yeah. But I'm like, but it's boring.
Yeah. I always want it to be more than it is, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm like, are they going to get naked or not? And it's like, wait, there's a whole episode where like no one's getting, that's just like a really lot of time for no naked.
I know. And This is HBO. This is why we come to HBO.
I just find it uncomfortable to watch a show like that where there's literally barely anyone of color on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty, I mean, even with, especially when they have casts that are like at least to 15 people deep. I mean, because they have like 4 different pockets. Like, yeah.
No one.
Yeah.
Except
Natasha
Belinda.
Rothwell. Yeah.
We're also just like, as a man with attention deficit disorder, that's tough. That show's really tough.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be watching it and I'll be like, I realize I don't know any of the characters.
Are you a scroller when you watch anything? Do you scroll through your phone while you're watching?
Yes, that's why when I got a TV, I actually did it to be mindful because I feel like on my laptop, I'd be like watching, I'd be like, reddit.com, aliens, evidence. And I'd like go off the rails. And
yeah.
Like, but when I try to be like phone away, watch.
Yeah.
But I do like, it's hard for me to pay attention. Are you like that?
I'm always, first of all, I'm addicted to my phone. But I very much... I'm always scrolling on my phone no matter what I'm watching, if I've seen it before or if I've not seen it before. Yeah. But that's often why I watch reruns of things, because
totally.
You don't have to pay attention as
much.
Whereas Bob, I had this conversation with him and he was like, if something's on the TV, I cannot look at my phone. I'm focused to what.
That's beautiful.
Like, That's good.
Like sometimes I'll go to the movies simply just to be locked in. Like just so, because I know I'll watch it if I'm like locked.
You have to be, yeah.
But I will say I recently went and saw Snow White. And I was the only
You were one of the only people.
Good for you.
I was the only person in the theater, so I was on my phone the whole time.
Wait, was it
You
good?
Must have been one of the only people who saw it.
I was. So I decided to go at 10 in the morning, because I like to go to the movies in the morning.
Yeah.
I went at 10 in the morning. I was the only person in the theater. And
were you kind of scared?
No.
The way you said that, though, you're like, but I get why you would wonder that.
Right. I'm a very paranoid person in general.
Yeah.
But it was in a Dolby theater, so where my seat was, I wasn't scared.
Totally. Yeah. Also,
but if
it's like 10 a.m.
I'm convinced that I'm going to be shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I do. I'm a freak and a paranoid person. I'm always looking behind me.
Yeah. Whenever, because I often will go to the movies by myself with a backpack, and when people kind of like look at me too long, I'm like, don't waste time paying attention to me. It's going to be someone else. Like, I know I'm good. Like, you got to take my word for it.
I walk out of a subway, I duck my head because I'm taller than everyone, and I think if there's going to be a drive-by shooting, I'll be the first to die.
Oh, my God.
Is this a way to live?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, I've never been the tallest in the crowd, so I can't. I think that's probably smart. I feel like I'm probably going to. Yeah. Should we do our last question?
I just want to know, what do you feel like is a boys club you want to see in the world?
Okay. Hear me out. What happened to eating dinner early?
I love this.
Why, when you're doing group dinners or a date and someone's like, let's do dinner. Oh, we can get a reservation at 8 p.m. Okay, well, I hope you have fun.
Yeah.
I'm eating at 6.
Yeah.
5:36. What happened to eating dinner at a normal time?
There's something about you I find to be so enchanting. And it is that you have an element of like Leave It to Beaver 1950s. Like,
yeah.
Is it that?
All of our fans tell me. They don't ask. they literally in the comments go, you're the representation we've been waiting for. And we're like,
that's so nice.
So funny.
That's the
representation you didn't
We've
even know
We've never been
giving.
Called that. We deserve to be called representation of something.
Yeah. Okay. What I don't know.
Well,
what...
I would like to be representation of something that I actually have. I feel bad because I'm there are better examples out there.
Yeah, that's no, so sure. funny. Sure. Okay, but I'm with you because I also prefer to eat early. Like I like if I'm sitting at home and I'm gonna make food, like I'm eating at 5 or 6.
Right.
I'm not waiting.
And then if I eat after, fine. But if someone's like, oh, we have a reservation at 8, then it's like, well, I can't really eat beforehand because I eat at 6 and I'm so petite. Yeah. I can't eat at 6.
Well, especially if you're
gonna
have
I eat lunch at 12.
I was gonna say if you have a Chipotle bowl in the afternoon, it's like you gotta
What are we doing here?
I try to save my calories till the end of the day. I know that's not okay to say, but I feel like I'm a late eater for that way. I know that's
I've never counted or looked at calories in my life.
And you shouldn't.
Me neither.
And you shouldn't.
I actually don't even really know what they mean, if I'm being honest.
They don't mean anything. It's a
fake
number.
Technically, what it means is the amount of energy it takes to convert that into energy.
I don't know, like, how much are you supposed to eat? What's good? What's bad? Yeah. What's like, I know none of
it's
that
It's totally dependent person to person. And honestly, like, balance and whatever is always, like, what it is.
Every body's totally different. Every body looks different. Every metabolism is different. Yeah. Every body takes things differently.
Yeah. But anyway, on the dinner conversation.
But eating earlier.
I am so with you on this because I just find that, like, I, in general, want to get the day started. Like, I want to get everything done with early, in general. Like, that's my only thing. The only thing I don't like about stand-up. I wish it could be a 7 o'clock show every night.
Oh, my God.
I wish it was always
at
7.
If I get invited where they're like, hey, do you want to do a spot on a 10 p.m. show? I don't.
Same.
Oh, but it's a Saturday night. Okay. I'll be on Fortnite. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing it.
Literally.
And Mateo's constantly like, you're going to really struggle in stand-up if that's not the... And I was like, oh... I'm going to change the rules.
That's beautiful.
I know. I wish, like, anytime I'm on a show that's, like, 5 p.m., I'm like, perfect.
Count
7,
me in.
Love it. Like,
I feel like
I
Sunday
don't...
at 5 p.m. should be a vibe.
It depends. I mean, it's...
A 5 p.m. shows suck. I mean, look, Stand Up with Her Son is still out is always going to be
tough.
It's
a weird one,
but
yeah.
A 7 o'clock or an 8 o'clock, count me in
Those
every
are
time.
Those are great. Those are great.
10 p.m.? No.
It's I had late. To do a spot. I was at Just for Laughs Montreal in 2023, and I was very grateful to do it because it was a fun show. But the spot I did was at 1:10 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've never. It was just like they had it was a festival, so they had so many shows, everything, and they would always have like a midnighter that would like start at midnight.
That's giving Elon Bond.
I know, and like I would do this midnight show, and I would, like my spot was until 1:10, and I felt physically off on stage because I was like, I shouldn't be talking right now, like I should be asleep.
Well, that's like Mateo. Whenever he's not touring and he's doing The Cellar and our friends, I'm like, oh, when are your spots tonight? And they're like, oh, like 12:50 and 1:30. I'm like, in the morning? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no.
Brutal.
Under no circumstances. I'm in my second REM cycle.
Yeah.
Wait, I think what scares me about that is it's like, is the audience... They're going to be really cool. You know what I mean? They're going to be like really too cool. They're
are they?
Like,
or are they going to be really drunk? Yeah.
I feel like they're going to be like cool Montreal people from like that are visiting from out of town. Not when
Do
you're
you
here,
think
like,
Montreal
here.
People are cool?
I don't know what I'm
because let me tell you something. I don't think they are.
It's also like at the end of the day, it's like we're in New York. This is
when
cool
I went
gets.
To Montreal, this is the impression that I got of it was way more French than I thought it was going to be.
Neither here nor there.
Well, because I thought it was going to be mostly like it's English and French. I thought like, oh, like as someone who speaks English and is in the United States, but 6 hours away, I'll probably be okay. We got so much sass from the French side of these people. They were like really serving that French. We went to a dispensary and I couldn't read the menu because it was like in French. And I was like just trying to ask for like, oh, do you guys have edibles? No edibles in Quebec. And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry. Like, I know.
I tried to learn French until fifth
No
grade.
Gummies in Quebec. Okay.
They retracted. They said that no one's speaking this anymore. And then we all had to learn Spanish. I know. And
well, they were probably right for that.
Madame Zinzer, she just wanted to teach French. And she had a microphone that was attached to an amp because she had vocal problems. And she would walk around with it on wheels. And then people would unplug it. And then I never did. I'm not like that.
Yeah. Well, gotcha. When you're in middle school and your teacher's rolling around with an amp, you're going to unplug it.
I Madame took French Zinzer. In high school. I tried to get her fired though.
Wait, why?
She was a bitch.
I feel like every French Spanish language teacher, like all the language teachers, would take themselves so fucking seriously.
Too seriously.
Oh my
God. And I'm like, we're in rural Pennsylvania. Literally. You don't know French.
Also, like, hey, everybody here at this point is probably just trying to get into the next phase of life, whether that's getting a job or college or whatever it is. Why are you going to fuck everybody over by giving them a C in French?
Linda Donahue. Oh, wait. So, we're not cutting it. I love you, Dad. I'm sorry. We're not cutting it.
Shout out, Linda.
I'm done. Yeah.
Not her, but a different person. I was 10th grade, Spanish. Right. I was going to the United Nations Convocation for the Rights of a Child. That's what it was called.
Brag.
And it's at the United Nations. And I joined because I joined the Human Rights Club.
Okay.
Why? Because I wanted to go on a trip.
Convocation on the Rights of a Child could be pro-life or pro-choice. I don't know.
It was kind of just about, like, I don't know what it was. But it wasn't about abortion.
He was there to argue pro-life.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I joined the Human Rights Club because I wanted to go away. Like, I was always joining things for trips. Like, I did that in college with Bible study, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Linda Donahue, I went on Bible study beach retreat with Jenna Claire Mason, who was then Glinda in Wicked. But, like, it's kind of maybe homophobic.
You went to Bible study?
Beach retreat.
Were you out at the time?
Yes. But I was just like, we're going to the beach. I'm going. I'm fucking going. But Linda Donahue, she says, nothing will make, because I had to get her to sign a paper, and she says, nothing will make up for the lost time of speaking Spanish in this classroom. I was like, girl, I'm going to the UN. Do you understand what the UN is?
That kind of happened to me my senior year, where my friend and I decided to go to Cancun with our rich aunt and uncle, and then our math teacher was like, you missed a week of class. It's not my problem. And I'm like, what were we supposed to do? Say no to Cancun?
So we could learn trigonometry?
Right.
Fuck you.
It was an all-expense-paid trip to Cancun.
Yeah.
Like,
Diva, we were, it sounds like you're jealous you didn't get to go.
Right.
And you had
she
to stay
like,
here and teach math.
This is AP calculus. You're going to fail the test. And I was like, babe, I was going to fail it regardless.
Did you fail it?
Of course, I got a one.
Yeah.
You get a one for putting your name.
Yeah. I got a two on the calc exam.
I got a one on English and a one on calculus. But also, who's surprised?
Wait, a one. Was it reading or writing?
There's a difference?
Yeah, there's a reading one. There's a language and a literary.
Oh, for the English ones? I think I
couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I literally couldn't tell you.
Could not remember.
That's tough. I got a 3 on U.S. history, and the teacher was so surprised he called my house. But he didn't call the houses of the 4s or the 5s.
That he was happy? Or?
Yeah, I was a nightmare for him all year. I think he thought I was going to really bring down his average. I just remember right before
you
I took
him
it.
Wrong.
I know. It's also like, here's the thing. I'm sorry, I'm not a good test taker. I haven't eaten in 12 days. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going through a lot.
You try to take a test when you're about to pass out.
I know.
Right. Like going
through a lot. When you're medically undernourished.
And gay.
Yes. On top
and
of it all.
And with ADHD.
On top
like,
of it all. Yeah.
It is true. It's like everyone wanted me to eat, but they didn't want me to be gay. You know what I mean? It was a Catholic school. And it's like, well, what do you want? What
yeah.
do
you want? Right.
Give you can't me have both.
You can't have both.
No. It's like if I had color in my face, what else would I have?
Yeah.
You know? Pick, color in my face, struggle. A dick in my mouth. That's tough.
Pick.
There you go. Question. When do you normally eat dinner?
So like, I feel like late. Like I usually eat like 8, 9.
What?
Okay. So you do
so
like
what do
eat
you,
late.
When do you eat lunch?
Like 3, 4.
When? What?
Okay, when do you eat breakfast?
When do you wake up in the morning?
10. No, that's not true. Well, like, sometimes I'll wake up, like, anywhere between 8 and 10. But I don't, usually, like, I start, I'm not a breakfast guy, but, like, I'll drink, like.
I don't eat breakfast, but I do an iced coffee.
I'll drink, like, a La Colombe.
I'm sorry?
A La Colombe latte that
those,
I got
like,
on Amazon.
They're, like, the coffee.
You see me with those?
It's like a, well, I know what they are. La Colombe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a coffee brand. And they have like in the bodegas, they have like the canned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll drink one of those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll just.
And then you're the first time you eat in a day is 3 p.m.
That feels like the reverse version of what's that diet called where you eat for anything you want from 10 to 6?
Fasting.
Yeah, you're like extramittent fasting.
Yeah.
It's almost dinner type by 3 p.m. for me.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's
valid. No, I'm revving up for dinner at 3.
I just think it's irritating that so many people want to eat late.
The collective
and people
you.
Act
the
like
collective
it.
You.
Yes.
I thought it was
and you. But also
and you.
It's
you.
Do you find too that people I feel like there's this like it's fancier to eat late. Or it's like
oh, they're European. Like, well, in Europe they don't even eat until then. Well, this is America.
Yeah, they also take naps in Europe, so shut the fuck up.
They also don't have a ladder to climb. You know what I mean? they don't have dreams.
They're taking siestas and they're having a good damn time. That's why they're eating so late.
They're not getting shot up at the restaurant.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's fair. I do. Like when I was in Ireland, I'll be honest, I know people say a lot America's pretty bad, but I was like, I'm really American. I'm extremely American. I feel very at home here.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. I know that's fucked up. But there's an anxiety here that I feel at home with.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's like it's even East Coast and West Coast. I get asked all the time, would you move to LA? And I'm like, no.
No.
Have you met me? I'm too anxious. I'm too depressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too chaotic. I could never be on the West Coast.
No, I feel like I need to die here. This is where I'm meant to be.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in the motion, there's stillness. Do you feel that way?
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so chaotic.
Well, there's so much
happening. Trying to be poetic. Where do you think we are?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
But when I was in Chicago, it was unnervingly still. It was unnervingly like, what's going on?
Nothing's
here?
Happening.
Well, I think what people forget about Chicago is it is a big city, but it is the Midwest.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to adjust your brain because you're walking around like, oh, this is a big city, but then you're bumping into people because everyone's like being nice and walking slow and you're like, oh, we are in the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's really there's I can't get over that you just shift. Got poetic randomly.
Wait, I'm an English.
Sometimes he drops
four
that
on
down.
Language.
Oh my God.
I got a four.
And it shows.
And one time, though, in that class, I said the word snarky. And then this guy who went to Williams College, which because he was going to go to Duke, but then he switched to Williams because he said that was the best small liberal arts college. I won't say his name because I've already shamed my father one time
say
on this
his
podcast.
Name. Say his name.
And then he went to Williams College and I said snarky. And he said, snarky? I don't think that's a word. And it's
what?
Like, actually, it absolutely
it's
is.
It's been a word for a long
what
time.
Are you talking
it
about?
Is. And we're all that.
Right.
And you just yeah, made it
be snarky.
Good
luck in liberal arts college if you don't know what snarky means.
You're about to get a rude awakening from a girl with a weird haircut. Okay. Good she luck. Knows what? How to be snarky.
Yeah. Then he played
She's
golf at
you
Williams
everything
College.
And snarky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Nick, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you both for having me.
Before we wrap, is there anything you want to tell the folks where they can see you perform or they can see you on socials?
My monthly show at Union Hall called Hear Me Out. Our podcast, I Never Liked You, which you can get on all podcasts. I have a YouTube channel and my Instagram and all the socials are NickSmith09.
Amazing. And we'll tag all that and plug all that. And yeah, go check out his show at Union Hall. Super fun. And yeah, we'll be back next week, boys. Bye.
Bye.